Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers, for those crazy, horny little weirdos who saw the title of this show and was like, well, I want to know. I want to know what those teenage letters say. Well, you're in for a treat. So today we don't have a sex expert technically with us, but in some of these letters, and we didn't bring them all because there were many. In one of the letters, I referred to Kelly as a fellatio expert. I don't know if that's one of these here that we have, but
I don't remember.
I did give her credit. So Kelly is my friend from high school, and we're just here to have fun, guys, because sometimes in life, you don't have to be so damn serious. And sometimes, you know, my shows can be pretty technical and pretty serious, and I go into some deep dives on things that are clinical and research. And this is like research into the history of me and my advice and the weird things that my brain said and did. And I hope that you guys are entertained by this. I actually found that I had insights. We didn't bring all the insights, but there were some insights that I had as a teenager that I think were rather profound. Looking back, I think we were both rather profound writers at the day. I couldn't find Kelly's letters to me today. We searched, and not only did we search, we got dirty. We got down and dirty with stuff in storage that was gross.
Yeah.
And found things I didn't know I had and didn't find things I wish I had. So that's what we did. So Kelly, all these years, I've had this show 12 years and you haven't been on here.
That's correct.
And your kids even laughed at one of my first episodes. It was, does size matter? And your 10-year-old knew what that meant, which is hilarious. No. Yeah. But she's 10, 12. Anyway.
Somewhere around there.
She's just a little bean. So I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was internet, but it wasn't that easy to get to. Whoa.
We didn't have internet.
Whoa, right? What? So as teenagers, this is like a blast from the past. You know what we did? We wrote on paper, actual paper with pens. Crazy. We didn't even type these out. We didn't even type them out on computers.
We actually mailed letters.
We mailed them.
Instead of passing them to each other.
That's right.
In the hall at school.
We did mail them. Because I was in university when I wrote that one, so I couldn't pass it to the hall in school. Yeah. But otherwise, we would pass notes around, and they could be about absolutely nothing. And
or
then
everything.
And then I could be walking down the hall, and Kelly would say, "You owe me a letter." And I'd be like, "Shit, I know I owe you a letter." So,
but I actually had to work in that last class.
Yeah, like, oh, crap, I had a test. Oh, man, some of these I did have tests, and I was writing the tests or I was studying for tests. Some of these too are, I was in a class in biology that I just really found by like super boring in university. So instead of doing biology, I wrote to Kelly. Almost on a weekly basis in bio class, I wrote to Kelly. Kelly didn't go to university with me. Kelly went to college elsewhere. So we didn't get to see each other a lot. So these magical letters came through the post by people who carried bags and would go to your house and drop letters.
I still get mail, but not fun mail like this very often.
We don't, right? So, but we did. And we had some really cool folding techniques. Do we have any of the cool folded? Oh, we had some of the best ass folding techniques. We could fold paper into like little houses, little squares. It was dynamic. There was a lot of origami going on, origami cards and things. And even though we saw each other like every day at school, it was our way to to update each other. It's like, I don't have any classes with you this today, so here's my update. And we did a lot of them, like from grade 9 or 10 on. I think my very first one to you that you have in the collection was me writing you a Valentine card. Yeah, it was rather beautiful. So Kel, what had you say? Mill, I agree to come on this crazy ass show with you, even though I hate being on video.
Because you've been talking about these lesbian love poems for years. And then when you did your book launch, they were brought up again. And so I suppose it's just time.
I feel like reading these to you directly would be like so romantic, but I'm not going to read them all in the first segment. We do have four specifically love poems. By the way, Kelly and I never dated, and Kelly is the farthest thing from a lesbian you could ever come across, which is so disappointing. But she tolerated my lesbian love letters, and so you too will both tolerate and enjoy them, I hope. Some of them have context and some of them don't. And some of them are advice too, but I'm going to give you guys one, the very, very first one, brought to you by February 3rd, 1993. But I'm going to give that to you after I explain to you who I am and what am I doing here. My name is Milica Jelinic, and I've been having this podcast for nearly 12 years. As of next week is my 12th anniversary. Crazy. And I love talking about sex and bodies and intimacy. And I also love talking about all the ways that we can move out of trauma and into pleasure, because trauma sucks. And if you can move out of trauma and your body can have pleasure, it can both enjoy life and heal. And you know what's better than having a good life? It beats having a traumatized, nonstop, traumatic life. So we're gonna, I think, through reading these things, often we can gain healing as well. What I did when we were reading these was I could laugh at myself for the not only for the wisdom and knowledge I had, where sometimes we don't give ourselves credit for being as like funny or insightful as we were. And before we got on the show, I said to my husband, I'm like, man, Kelly and I had been reading these, and there's a part of me that was like impressed at how insightful and sort of intelligent I am. And Mike's like, well, aren't you that now? I'm like, but the thing is, I was that then, which is like surprising and lovely. We have lots of phone calls coming through right now, so there may be slight distractions happening. If you guys hear them, no worries. What is happening? Oh, yeah. All right. So, oh, here we go. The very, very first. I don't know if this is actually the
I
first.
don't know if it's
This
the
is the
first,
first we have on
but it's the
record.
first that we have.
It's the first
That
we
was,
have on record.
is that 95 or is it 93?
93. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. 95 is when we both got internet and these letters disappeared. It was a sad day.
Emails.
Emails happened. We don't even have record of those, because those emails were all ones connected to our
School.
school emails. So we don't have any of those, and we didn't print those things off. Like,
Sometimes letters got printed, but not as
I don't remember
often.
that. Yeah, not that much. They weren't like these magical things. And here is poem number one, kids. Callie, this is for you.
Thanks, Mel.
The magical nights where rage and love clash in the heat of passion to give an ecstatic release of joy. The jellos sitting on the nightstand, melting in the inferno of love. The immaculate thoughts, pain and pleasure, never together at the same time, yet they are noticed in all of such lovers as yourself. Cleaning up the unmentioned mark, symbolically reddening as the days grow long. Where did our time drift? Did we even find ourselves floating away into a mist of tears, never to be remembered? Did you guys feel that? Did you guys feel this?
Deep.
So deep. Their love is back in 1993. I had the thought that pain and pleasure could never go together at the same time. Yet they were noticed in lovers such as Kelly, who was never my lover. Such love, such deep love. I think this is like the end of exams, 1993, right before you
Yeah.
left school, because
No,
Kelly ended before I
because
did.
we graduated in June of 93. So it was like
Oh, this is
February of
94.
94. But I was not there.
Okay. So Kelly was still at school. That's good to know. That jello sitting on the nightstand. I mean, when you hear that, how do you feel? Like,
Well,
what comes up for you?
I don't know if like the jello was brought into play
Yeah.
or if it was just there for like a mid activity
Snack?
snack.
Right. Was this the time of, I'm wondering, like, was this around the same time that Jurassic Park came out? And it was like the scene in Jurassic Park when there's like the shaking, and then I interpreted that and re-put that into the poem.
I don't remember when Jurassic Park came out.
I don't know. I hope I didn't steal that from them, but I like to think that they stole that from me when obviously this poem was public access to everybody. So it's beautiful. I also feel like, you know, those nights where rage and love clash in the heat of passion, there are so many people who actually believe that that is like the way to have relationships. And
Yeah.
somehow I'm tapping into that, going, there is rage and there is love. And they seem to be like this opposite side of a coin sometimes. Like, I hate you and I love you and I hate you and I want to have sex with you. And then there's like that rage-filled sex. Not that I was like that deep, or I think I was projecting into the future so I could talk about this here.
It's also, it makes me think of, those massive blowout arguments and then, makeup sex.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily healthy, but can be fantastic.
I was never like into makeup sex, so I think I might have been making fun of it at this point.
Could be.
Yeah.
As you pointed out last night, that, the pain and the pleasure, like you're like, wow, I was a little into kink then
Must have
and
been.
didn't really maybe have a name for it, but it was there.
And somehow I was confused by it because
Yeah.
never together at the
Yeah.
same time. Never, never together at the same time.
Lots of people would disagree with that.
Lots of people would say they coexist. They are one in each the same side of the coin. I also like the fact that we cleaned up. Like somehow in my imagination, we clean up after this whole act that's insane, and there's jello involved, and it's like messy, lusty. Somehow the jello is painful, and then we
Nobody
clean up
likes to.
the reddening. I don't even
I
know the
don't know.
symbolic reddening marks. I think maybe I give you hickeys in my imagination.
Maybe. But
Yeah,
I was also thinking nobody likes to lay in the wet spot.
true. That maybe that's why we cleaned up the mess. True, nobody does like to, right? It's like,
No.
oh, where did our time drift? I actually can wonder about that right now. At this point, we've been friends for 36 years. Where did the time go? What the hell?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's wild. We were writing letters before this one, by the way. This isn't the first. This is just that first noticeable lesbian love poetry.
Or at least the first one that I could find
Yeah.
when I scavenged my hall.
I love that. I'm doing these in order of, I believe, oh, one we don't actually have a timeline on. But I also wrote to Kelly as if I was her. Oh, June 1995. That is the last one. That's
Okay.
when I think that was one of the very last ones that was not written by internet, by email, by internet. It was AI letters. Do you see the value of this, guys? Like writing your own letters instead of letting AI date somebody for you. They actually value these things, you know. There's some interest in this. It's more fascinating than if you just got AI to write you a poem to like go share with your girlfriend or boyfriend or your friend or like, seriously, can you imagine AI writing something that genius? This
No
one doesn't
way.
even have a title, like a title, title,
Title,
title,
title.
a title, title.
Yeah. There, I don't know. I think I would have written the, it would have been there if there was a title.
Probably, yeah. And this one, we do have another poem coming up after this commercial break. So we're going to have some water. I'm trying that last poem, I refrained from laughing my ass off because if I start, I won't stop. So we have another lesbian Hallmark poem for you guys in the next segment, which we will then go through, look at this as well. It's called Lesbian Hallmark Love Poem / Don't Wear Yellow, written by me in 1994.
Hopefully, we can use Hallmark.
Yeah, it's in quotes because it's like a, yeah, hopefully we don't get in trouble for using that. We won't. I references all the time.
Okay.
Hallmark, trademarked. All right, guys, we're heading to our first commercial break. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. And you can come back and listen to crazy love letters that I wrote to Kelly back in high school when we come back from this commercial break. See you on the other
Are you
side.
secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution?
Oh, I'm sticking to
Are
the
you
chair.
interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Nilitza Yelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Nilitza Yelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Melitza every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Today, we're just having a goofy, fun day. Because sometimes it's important to have a goofy, fun day where you just sit back and laugh at yourself. Laugh at yourself when you were younger. Laugh at yourself now. Laugh at your potential future self. I kind of sometimes think if I ended up being like my mom or my grandma or my great-grandma in future, that'll be hilarious. Their crankiness, their all of it, right? And I don't know that I ever will because I'm myself, but you know, you look at your potential future self and could laugh at that. I think 12 years ago when I started this show, when there was no way in the universe I thought I was going to be on here for 12 years, thinking I got maybe 8 episodes in me and they're all going to involve blowjobs because that's all I could talk about. And today we're here with the fellatio expert who I gave that title to back in the day. You know, we are, it's kind of just a fun thing to just have a fun day. So that's what we're doing. And I hope you guys have a fun day too. And if anything, we can offer you a good laugh. Because I recently was watching, there were some things that I was watching and I realized that there are more people out there reading letters from themselves back in the day or like their journal diaries and laughing at it. And I've been talking to Kelly about this for years. We got to get these letters on here. But also we have another friend who had kept some of my letters as well. And I was shown one of the envelopes of one of those letters. And one of those envelopes had the address. Yes, it was the at my return address was 6969, something like 6969 Sexy Way Lane, something like that. I was creative, signed myself off as like a sex therapist or sex expert. That's right. at the age of 19, that's what I was doing. Sometimes we project into the future and we don't even know we're doing it. At that time, I was going, thinking I was going into university potentially to be a veterinarian. And guess what? That got kiboshed and sidetracked. Thanks to Mono. Thank you, Mono, for changing my life. You heard it here. Kel, you've never actually read a lesbian love poem to me. And even though I wrote this for you, I would love it if you would read that to me.
All right. As you said, this one's called Lesbian Hallmark Love Poem, Don't Wear Yellow. Birds chirp your name in the wind that blows into my ear. Branches break on the tree of love we grew together while new ones replace them. To be bold like you would entail me to love someone as wonderful as myself. To love someone as wonderful as myself. There's two loves in there.
To love love.
Don't wear yellow if you don't want to be seen. The china resonates with delight when the screeching sounds of love fill the air. Breathe your last breath into the manhole of love. I look into the empty bottle and see your distorted and disoriented face staring at me with intense passion. I see Bambi chase your naked soul through fields of daisies and orchids. The Harley gives Bambi its last kiss. The Harley drives our sanity to the edge of the earth where we take our last dive into emotional erotic bliss. Don't wear yellow if you don't want to be seen. And that was from May 25th, 1994.
That was beautiful. Wow. I wasn't even on drugs, guys. In some of
No.
the letters, we found out that I was actually looking to do drugs, which I didn't even know I was. And I kept on trying to convince Kelly to come and do them with me.
Well,
Like, Kel, next time you come to my school, do you want to do drugs with me?
eventually we did.
Eventually we did, but at the time, that was quite funny. I did several luring letters of, and
Yeah, it was drug-free and sober.
Totally drug-free. These were all my brain on teenage hormones. And I think it's beautiful. I mean, if I were to recreate this, as it, too bad I don't have enough space in here to recreate this whole thing, like birds chirping your name in the wind. In your ear, like right here. It's beautiful, right? It's so, who doesn't want that? And then the branches breaking on the tree of love that we grew together, because we grew this mutual tree of love together.
Might have been some sort of sex swing in the tree.
I believe that could have happened. And the fact that there was China involved, like,
Well, you know,
was it at
tea time.
was it tea time? Or, I mean, you have a
I
capital
don't
C
know
here,
why.
so the entire country was
Yeah,
resonating with
wow.
light.
The China.
The China. That's right. The China.
Yeah.
That's how we know there's communism there.
And you wrote it, but I, for some reason, maybe knowing this was coming someday in the future, rewrote it and had you date it and sign it.
Because we were looking at this last night. I'm like, this is not my writing. This looks like your writing. Why is it my poem and your writing? And then we finally realized what happened, because there was two poems on this incredible paper that I got. I was always in awe of paper, and I got this at Wilson Stationery, as I mentioned this in another letter at some point, that I got this amazing paper at Wilson. No,
No, the pens.
the pens were from Wilson's. The paper was from somewhere else. Because you need to know these things. You need to know exactly where your paper and pen
Could
has
have
come
been
from.
Brandon's wife.
Yeah. I think, like, if we were to write a poem right now, like if I just went bold, like if I just channeled a poem for you right now, that, and it would go like on record. Wouldn't that be like a
That would
beautiful
be
thing?
special.
Are you gonna cry though?
I might.
Okay, try not to. Shall I
I don't
hold
know
your
how I
hand
feel
while we do
tonight. Of
this?
course. I mean, I'm sweating so much that.
Okay. Kelly, 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 Kelly. Oh my Kelly. Oh Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. The way your eyebrows are so there. The way that your stuff can be like hair. I don't really like rhyming poems, as we found out last
Oh, I
night.
know that.
But the birds still chirp your name. Amen. You're welcome. That was just really spontaneous, guys. If you too want to write spontaneous, crazy poems,
First, I was getting like a Cheers vibe.
Yes, that was. I realized that's where my brain went to that song. I was like, no, I'm stealing. That's theft. I can't do that.
At least we're both good.
Yeah. And now I can't unhear it.
No.
So here you go. Oh, good times, guys. So, sometimes you got these friends in life forever and they remind you of how crazy you are. The show isn't over, by the way. There's two more poems to come, but one of them involves a letter. And I've been looking at this letter and thinking, there may be parts that I don't read. There may be parts that I do. I hope that some of you do know Pingu and that a lot of you don't get offended by me rewriting Christianity, having it run by a penguin. We will be talking about that after the next commercial. But in the meantime, I think that partly what this was all about was like there was such like a freedom of expression, right? Like we could write stupid, ridiculous shit to each other, and it didn't matter. I could write Kelly lesbian love poems, and she wasn't like, "Oh my God, you're disgusting." She's like, "All right, I can take it, can handle these lesbian love poems." At no point did she think I was a lesbian, which is fine. I had a lot of boyfriends, as we talk about a lot of the boyfriends and a lot of the letters. I wouldn't say that I'm a lesbian per se, but sapiosexual can add a lot of flair to life. And, it's good times. I also love that in this one that I'm willing to love someone as wonderful as myself in order to love you.
Well, because in order to love someone else, you have to love yourself.
That's right. And I was into that. I like knew that before the New Age authors were putting that all out there. Or maybe I was already reading those books. I might have been. I don't know. Hard to say. Oh, I'm just sitting with these guys because they're so romantic. I don't even know what to do with myself. I feel like if I, if in some of the letters, I mean, my sign-offs alone could create an
Well,
entire show. Like, I don't just write like by Melitza. I will write yours till the cows come home, which is a normal one, but some of the additional ones are like yours till the elephants stomp on the chickens till they die. And we haven't seen that happen.
there were all sorts of variations of sign-offs.
Yeah, the sign-offs were quite remarkable. And I think a lot of people would like, if you're looking for new sign-offs instead of just like your name. And I find that happens now in emails, like the sign-offs are so boring. Our sign-offs were so beautiful. They were poetic. They added like a whole flair to the letters that nobody else was adding. We also didn't have a, our friends didn't all sign off like the way we did.
I don't think so.
They were just sometimes would just sign their name, but we went overboard on the sign-offs, which was lovely.
Just even names like Buckaroo or
Yeah.
calling me Kellenstein.
Yeah, I had a lot of names for you, and I also called you Bela Lugosi
Yeah.
a lot. Because that makes sense. Oh yeah, we don't even have the one of the address where I put you in a mental institute. So.
No, but it was your address.
Yeah, it was my address was the
What's
home
a
of the
homie don't play mental
clown.
hospital.
Yeah, and I was from some kind of clown institute. Oh man. I really wonder, like I know your son has said stuff like, oh man, I wish I had lesbian love poems. And
He
guys,
still would like one.
there's no reason why you can't have these. Like, bring back the romantic letters. We've been watching like Mike and I watched this thing on YouTube called it's called Chateau de Pernon, and they're like redoing the chateau in France. And one of the things they have are all of these old letters from people, and you learn so much from them. And there's so much lost in the world because the letters aren't out there.
Yeah.
Like my mom still has all her letters from high school, even ones that were just like passed in like study hall. And she lived with those people because she lived at school and they still wrote each other letters, which is wild.
I have handwritten letters that were like texting, because like you'd write a line and pass it and write a line back and
Yes.
just back and forth, back and
Yeah.
forth, and try to read it. It doesn't necessarily make sense, but that was texting before we
Before
had
texting.
texting.
Yeah, the shared letters. They were so cool. I really want to bring back letter writing. So If any of you out there are into letter writing and want to become my actual letters pen pal, send me an email through my website and I'm going to take up to 10 of you to be my pen pals. I absolutely will. You just need to write to me by email, ironically, first, so you can get my address. And I can send you beautiful things like this. So I can imagine that if I send you one a month, by the end of the year, we could have an entire series that's really ridiculous, beautiful, insightful things I tell you. They probably won't be as long as these or as sexy as these. We don't know. Maybe they'll be sexier. We have no idea. We're heading to our next commercial break. So sit back, put your pants back on, take your hands, or take your pants off, put your hands down, have some water. We're going to head off to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Have you seen my book lately? Well, go get it. You can go get it on Amazon. You can get the hardcover, because who doesn't like a hardcover? You can get the softcover, which is all right too. And you can get an ebook. Oh, yeah. So go grab that. I appreciate that. There's great insights in this. It doesn't have any of my lesbian love poetry, but that could be coming in the future because I hope and swear that I might find these. I have one more location to look for them. And if I happen to find Kelly's ones and we happen to get all our other, everybody else we know that has these letters, and we can do a collaboration crazy ass book, because a lot of them were response letters to each other about things like, you wrote about this and I'm responding, and some of them make no sense out of context except for via responses.
And some of them you said, I don't know what that poem means, but if you can tell, if you understand it, tell me.
Yeah, because I didn't understand what it meant. There is another poem, guys, but in fact, there's an entire letter to come before that.
You read the whole letter and censor it as we go?
Maybe I might censor some of it as we go. So this one, written on, again, this was not the most beautiful paper, but if you're looking on video, you can see that I did this beautiful
calligraphy.
Yeah, sort of Kelly name with some really weird, wacky designs, because we'll
pens.
Find out where I was. At the very top of the letter, it has a warning. This letter may contain graphic nudity. Then again, maybe it won't. It was good for me that I warned Kel. October 12, 1994. Buongiorno, my little Bella Lugosi. Hello, Freakletta. That's nice, right? I went to a poster sale we have going on here. This is, I was in university, and saw thousands of dolphin posters, and it made me think of you, of Vu. Kelly's into dolphins.
And
I got,
French.
and French. I got in trouble from my dad for leaving the dance. I take it Larry was royally bored. That's okay. So was Nick, and he's Serbian. Kelly was dating Larry, who had two children. I was dating Nick, who was Serbian. There you go. Do you remember me introducing you to a couple guys when we were standing out in the hall? Well, the one that was cleanly shaven was the guy who was after me all summer. You know, the one who wanted to take me to Montreal. And until I read this, I completely forgot about that guy. And then the flashback started. It's amazing what you remember when you read your own life. That's why journaling is amazing, guys. That's another thing I want to bring up. Journal. If you don't have somebody to write letters to, journal. Go back and read them and laugh at yourself. Sometimes it'll be insightful. Sometimes it'll make you cry. Sometimes it'll bring up things you completely forgot that will, you know, it might actually help you heal. Like reading that, I was like, reading some of these letters, I was like, I didn't even realize I was aware that people were interested in me. And in fact, I didn't even think I was attractive. So the weirdest part was to be like saying to Kelly, I knew there was a guy who was interested in me. That kind of blows me away because I had such, I actually had really low self-esteem, which when Kelly and I were talking about it, she's like, I don't get it. I don't get why you had that. And I'm like, well, the thing is, she also had low self-esteem, and I don't get that either, especially after all the sexy letters I wrote to her about her fabulous tits and stuff. Like, not every letter had lesbian love poetry involved, but they all had me complimenting her tits usually in some way, or her ass usually. Yeah, I was good about that. That's what friends do for each other. Yeah, the guy from Montreal. That's where we ended on that one. I'm gonna pass on a little part there, so I don't want to be insulting. So, oh wow, yeah. So then I become aware of a relationship that I was in that I realized probably wasn't gonna last. I was with him for 3 years. And I appreciate him. He was a good guy. He was a sweet guy. He was almost too sweet because he couldn't really stand up to me. So we're not going to bring him up. And right there and then, just because that, if he does listen, he'll know who he is because he was already mentioned in the first part. And then there was some jealousy that happened. So yeah. And then, okay, I go on a little bit of a rant about some people. So I'm going to just step away from that. I had anger and rage, and I wrote it out, which is good to do. Write it out, tell a friend, tell God, get it dealt with. All right. Here, we're going to jump to the next segment that isn't insulting anybody because I went on a rant for two paragraphs insulting people. And then, yep, because that's what I did. I got ruins at the Omega Center. They're totally awesome. And when you come down, I'll read them for you. So fast forward several years, I end up working there. I ended up, this is like 1993, 7 years later, I end up working at that place called the Omega Center. Wouldn't have thought that in a million years when that happened. Then I have a very bold statement. Do you want to say that one out loud, Cal?
It says sex is evil incarnate.
That's what I said in bold.
All uppercase.
Yeah, we're not going to use that as a quote today. But that is how I felt at 19. I didn't go to bio class today. It's so fucking boring. My teacher, prof, always talks about some stupid bacteria he's growing. It better be on the test, because that's all I've learned about. And it wasn't on the test. And the entire exam actually had to do with hockey, which I knew nothing about. And somehow you related biology to hockey.
That I couldn't
I
help
know.
you.
I was so confused. And I couldn't believe that. This exam had been going around the school for like 20 years, and I didn't believe the guy on my floor who told me to just grab the exam out of the, it was like hiding in a book in the library, and it just had to know. And then he got a copy of it, and he's like, "Well, I have the exam. You can read it." I'm like, "There's no way that's a biology exam. It's all about hockey. You're messing with me." He's like, "No, just memorize the answers." I should have listened to him. He was drunk, and he was 24, and he should know better. He already gone through school, and he was on his second round. Because he was like a forever student. I don't even know what his real name was, but he was called, we called him Mixer. And you can just assume that's all he did was drink. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So I did not get anything of significance about growing bacteria on that test. And then I go bold again in bold letters. I want you as my lesbian lover, only on Tuesdays, half price.
We were
And
not sex workers.
no, we were not. And then I get controversial. If Pingu were God, if you guys don't know who Pingu is a little claymation character. There was a show, it was called Pingu, and Pingu did things, and he was a little penguin. If Pingu were God, all priests would wear tuxedos. The house of, and I just want to like let you remind you, this was from when I was 19. Okay. All priests would wear tuxedos. The house of God would be an igloo. Jesus would have been a veterinarian, and he would worship icons of Flipper. Noah's Ark would have been a waste of time. There never would have been Sodom and Gomorrah because penguins aren't gay. But I didn't know at the time penguins were gay.
But you said, damn it, because
Damn
that was
it. Yeah, it
disappointing.
was damn it that penguins weren't gay. But now we know penguins are gay. So yay, there would have been Sodom and Gomorrah because penguins are gay. So rewrite. Jesus wouldn't have been nailed to a cross. They would have stuck an ice pick up his butt. The deal with Abraham never would have fallen through. Penguins can't be circumcised. Judaism, therefore, would be abolished. That's so harsh. That's so wrong. And then the final line is, this has been brought to you by Kellogg's, the Breakfast of Champions. You want to read this part, Cal? Because this is yet another lesbian love poem from me to you.
So this is yet another, yes, lesbian Hallmark love poem. Your body is like my carpet, slightly covered in grease, purple and rough. Your face is illuminating in my mirror. I see myself in you, yet it's distorted. You are the only jaundice freak that has crossed my path of fate. Your love potion I have
OD'd.
OD'd on. All right.
Deed. The word is deed.
take me now, for the feeling may fall like a bird shot from the sky. Splat, jiggle, jiggle. And that was from October 12th of 1994. And then it says, I am not a mold, you must carve me. And your insight for this one was that you think this poem is truly the poem of the century, and it beats the Bambi poem, which was the last one.
And then I pretend to sign off. So I write, well, Bella, I'm going away now. I'll dream of you and see you in the future. Right back as soon as possible. From Melitza, yours till Mother Teresa's brothel goes into bankruptcy. That I did say that. And then there's more, kids. On the back, I write, if you were from Mars and you worship the gods of nipple piercing, shut up, okay, they exist. You may find yourself in these various situations. Your favorite pastime may be frolicking in an area of abundant shrubbery naked. When doing this, one must take special caution so as to not jump through bushes resembling nettles. Super smart.
Stinging nettles.
Stinging nettles is, I mean, that's pretty wise. Your favorite sexual position, remember, your favorite sexual position, if you were from Mars and you worship the gods of nipple piercing, your favorite sexual position would be
May.
it may entitle you to some acrobatic experience, may require you. I think it should require you rather than entitle you, but it may entitle you to some acrobatic experience. However, keep in mind, this is just a means of worshiping your gods. And then I censor out a piece of paper there. There's like a block that I censor out for those of you who are not watching on video. These pictures remain censored as a means to protect the gods. I would go into more on this subject, on this matter, but I don't want to get your hopes up. You are not an alien in bold. So Kelly knows that she's not an alien. I mean, that was good of me because you
Yeah,
probably were
like I
starting
was
to
starting to
feel
question it.
like, am I an alien? What's happening? And then toe jam should be sold in specialty shops. Few people can make it. It's important.
Yep.
And nobody's really actually marketed toe jam, I don't think.
I don't think so.
They don't like put jam in shops and call it toe jam. So I would like to copyright that right
I'm
there.
sure there's some people with some weird obsessions who love to collect it.
Yeah. And then I write an ode to the men I have dated. Some of them are nice. The others aren't. Who the fuck cares? I don't. And then I finished the letter off with touch me, feel me, whatever happened to my Spanish English dictionary? Do you want to enlighten them about the Spanish English dictionary, Kel?
When we were teenagers, Melissa's mom didn't have a radio in her car. She also didn't have power steering.
True.
And so, to entertain ourselves while we were driving, never the driver, of course,
No.
but there was always a Spanish English dictionary in the car, and we would learn new words while we
Yeah.
were out driving around wherever we were going.
And we never actually strung them together in like sentences, but we
Just
certainly,
random words.
yeah, we just go pop it open, learn a new word of the day, because that's kids, that's what you did when there was no cell phones. And not everybody had radio in their car. What? I know, crazy. All right, we're heading to our next commercial break. Just hold on tight. It's going to be all right. We're going to be back with one more letter for you. This one's very wise. I might have a hard time reading it without busting a gut. This has already been tricky for me because you guys can hear the genius in these letters and these poems. Like, if you're not laughing, I don't know what to say. All right, we're going to head to a commercial break. See you on the other side. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I hope this show has been at least entertaining for you. Maybe not educational, but sometimes entertainment is like educational in itself. Like, we don't have to be so serious in life. We can just laugh at ourselves and laugh at things and, get on with our day. It can be healing. For those of you who haven't done this already, shame on you. Head over to Apple Podcasts and like my podcast, like my episodes, give me 5 stars. Tell me how fucking great I am. I'd appreciate it because 5 stars is great. Somebody gave me 2 stars because they didn't agree with me on something. I'm like, that has nothing to do with the quality of my work. You can disagree all you like. So if you can help me raise my stars up, I'd super appreciate it. No, this is 3 stars. Anyways, it was a ridiculously low rating for how absolutely genius my shows are. I'm kidding. I'm not that arrogant, but I would like 5 stars. Today, I have my friend, my BFF from high school on. I got my BFF in the chat room. It's like great. They're actually kind of not really had conversations with each other before, so it's fun before pre-show that they got to be on and see each other face to face. Boobs to boobs, their boobs kind of match. Like they both have big boobs, and I got the little boobs in the friends group. I don't know how that, like, why?
I was
I
always
was,
willing to donate.
yeah. And our other friend in high school, she had really big boobs, and then there was our other friend who didn't have big boobs, but there was more of us who didn't have big boobs than the ones who did have big boobs. And we had several times discussed how we could try and work that. We've only got 4.5 minutes left for me to read this genius to you guys. This is a letter to Kelly, me acting as the guy she has a crush on. He is, was, still is a tattoo artist. If you're listening, Rick, this is me pretending to be you. Wouldn't that be weird if he was? You got to give me this episode. Yeah. Hello, you hunka-hunka burning quagmire. Like, oh, you hunka-hunka burning quagmire like lust. The first day you came into my tattoo parlor, my heart pounded with desire. I could no longer breathe. Then again, that might have been the smoke. I never thought I'd see you again. My longing never died, but my zest for life did. The next time I saw you, I got a lump in my throat, or maybe it was in my pants. From that moment on, I vowed never to let you out of my life, which is funny because they still know each other. So I wrote this in a really weird direction, and it's kind of hard to read.
It is hard to follow.
My silly little games are over now. I won't ask you to come in and pull down your pants for me so that I can take pictures. I can't handle knowing that those pants have landed on another's floor before and will perhaps in the future. I want to know that you will love me like no other and feed me fried pierogies while I lay naked next to you and pluck my butt hairs. I've loved before, I'll love again, but never will I have an offset hunger longing for melons more perfect than yours. Your body is my canvas. Let me treasure my work. Your body is a masterpiece. Let me treasure its perfection. This, I don't know why this next line cracks me up. Tandem fantasies unleashed in a whirlwind of sporadic angelic prenuptial ecstasy. And I spell sporadic, not sporadic, spuratic, S-P-U-R-A-T-I-C. That part gets me because I was actually a good speller. Why did I spell it that way? Signed off. I am yours forever, the hot tattoo guy. Too bad I'm a player and I reek like smoke. And then I did two pictures, one of the tattoo guy and one of Kelly showing off her tattoos with a halter top. And then on the back, I have an ode to Rudolph. Nice nose, you freak. I wish I was a reindeer. Actually, I lied. That's from June 27th, 1995. And then I have an ode to ice cream then. Oh, I like it hot. You like it cold. Who gives a shit? You're freaking old. But I like chocolate mint anyways. And then I wrote a line, just one powerful, powerful line. Never underestimate the power of poetry. Because look at this. I think that's a great one to end on because the power of poetry is what brought us here tonight.
Yeah.
That's what's kept our friendship going for so long. And I mean, I just created a poem for Kelly tonight. And I might just start recreating them because, you know, who doesn't need like a little boost here and there to feel good about yourself? And I can just be like, Kelly, your tits, your melons are like so delish. Just keep on going on. I have another friend who I let her know how fabulous her tits are too. She knows how fabulous they are. But every once in a while, who doesn't need to know, who doesn't want to know how fabulous they are? So you have a minute and a half left, Kel. I know that was painful for you to sit here and have to be on video, but I'm impressed you did it.
I did it because
we only have 30 seconds left. I love you too, even though I tried to get you in bed last night and you refused. I offered, she refused. Who does that? Who does that? Anyway, she did. I bet some of you out there, if I offered, you'd say yes. I bet she said no. I don't know what to say, guys. I hope, I don't even know what I'm going to be talking about next week, but it's going to be good. You know it. I know it. We all know it. I hope you guys have a fabulous week.
Thank
I hope you,
you
got some laughs out of this.
To the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life
by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.